USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 again. His positive test result happened 3 days after he tested negative for the virus on Tuesday and Wednesday. The White House says it is a rare rebound case following treatment with an antiviral drug. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. Some residents have returned to their homes in eastern Kentucky to begin the cleanup after floods devastated the region. Rachel Patton tells Sky News what it was like to escape danger.
We had to swim out, and it was cold. It was over my head, so yeah.
At least 25 people, including 4 children, have died. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the number of fatalities would likely go up. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
More than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed and another 75 were wounded in an attack in a separatist-controlled area of eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the deaths of the POWs. According to Ukrainian officials, the Kremlin launched nighttime attacks. The International Red Cross is asking to visit the prison to ensure that the wounded had proper treatment. Free Speech Systems, the company owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, filed for bankruptcy on Friday. Details about the actual bankruptcy were not immediately available, but his attorney says it will not disrupt his trial in Austin, Texas, which just wrapped up his first week of testimony. The family of one of the children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting back in 2012, they want the court to force Jones to pay them $150 million for defamation. Wall Street closed out Friday and July with its best month since November 2020. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The mayor of our nation's capital, Muriel Bowser, wants the D.C. National Guard to be activated indefinitely.
Bowser's request comes as more than 150 buses from Arizona and Texas have brought more than 5,000 migrants to Washington, D.C. in the past 3 months.
We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C., but I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
Bowser's request has so far gone unanswered, according to reports. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill would prohibit the procedure from the time an egg is fertilized. There is an exception for cases of rape or incest if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. In either situation, a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required. The legislation now moves to the State House for public testimony and possible amendments before the piece of legislation is sent back to the Senate. For news anytime, go to our website, usaradio.com. Also find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.